This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. Testing for HIV is set to become much easier after the federal government this week lifted restrictions on the manufacture and sale of at-home testing kits. Outlining the government's vision for zero transmissions by 2020, Health Minister Peter Dutton announced that developers can apply to the Therapeutic Goods Administration to sell the kits, which include tests that require a simple oral swab. Home HIV testing has already been successfully implemented in other countries, including the United States, and Rob Lake from the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations says it will simplify the process for high-risk groups.
So in Australia, that's gay men, people who may have travelled to a place where there's a lot of HIV, and met someone there. So those are the factors that we're looking at, but the main thing we're trying to do is just make HIV testing simpler.
The government's HIV strategy also includes allowing access to antiretroviral medications through pharmacies and not just hospitals.
With a growing number of countries legalising same-sex marriage, the opposition says it's concerned about setting back Australian momentum towards marriage equality by going to a vote too early. Brett Sweeting has the details.
Deputy Labor leader Tanya Plibersek says she's not going to introduce a private members bill, only to have it lose. Star Observer reports Plibersek says the timing of any bill would be guided by marriage equality advocates, giving them time to lobby the other side of Parliament so that if there was a conscience vote, there'd be a good chance of it passing. The Deputy Labor leader says she's looking for a Liberal Party MP brave enough to co-sponsor the bill, but as yet, no one stepped forward. For QNN, I'm Brett Sweeting.
The infamous Tasty Raid at a Melbourne nightclub is set to be remembered with a community event next month, with organisers saying it's important to reflect on the progress that's been made over the past 20 years. Alastair Kingston has more.
On August 7, 1994, Victoria Police raided the Flinders Street nightclub Tasty, publicly strip-searching hundreds of people. The aftermath included a class action and sweeping changes to Victoria Police. Star Observer reports former Tasty staffer Gavin Campbell is organising a number of events to mark the raid's 20th anniversary. He's put the call out for anyone who was caught up in the raids to gather to reflect on what happened and how things have changed since then, with a public event to follow, saying the aftermath of the raid brought out the best parts in the community and he wanted those people to be celebrated for their contributions. For QNN, this is Alastair Kingston.
Briefly in other news, a University of Melbourne studies found that children of same-sex couples are healthy and experience better unity within their families. However, the studies also found that about two-thirds of these children experience some form of stigma due to their parents' sexual orientation.
Over a million people have taken to the streets of Spain's capital in what's been billed as Europe's biggest ever pride parade, with the winner of this year's Eurovision, bearded lady Conchita Wurst, making an appearance.
And the Sydney Convicts have become the first gay team in the world to play in a professional rugby match. With all the details and the rest of this week's QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The Convicts beat Macquarie University 30-12 at Allianz Stadium as a curtain raiser before the Waratahs New Zealand Highlanders clash on Sunday. New South Wales rugby chairman Nick Farr-Jones says he hopes the historic match will send a strong message about anti-discrimination to players and fans. And footy classifieds Damien Barrett reported last week that Brisbane player Tom Rockliffe may have used a homophobic slur towards kangaroo Brent Harvey after their Round 15 match. The AFL investigated the matter and fined him $1,000 but considered the case closed. Rockliffe has previously featured as an anti-homophobia advocate, contributing to the AFL's 2013 Idaho campaign.
I've taken the pledge to never use homophobic language. Think before you speak. It's time to stop shirking the issue.
Thanks, Tanya. The people are real, the cases are real, and now Grindr is real to the world's favourite TV judge. Judge Judith Scheinlin had a crash course on the gay dating app on her show this week while hearing a case involving a 23-year-old being sued over unpaid loans.
It's a social app that tells you where homosexual males are and their proximity to where you are.
So what you're telling me, sir, is you went on this website in order to find someone who had the same sexual predisposition you did, right?
No, actually, it was just to make friends.
No, then you go on a website to make friends. I mean, if I were looking just to make friends, I wouldn't go on a website that said it's just for little old Jewish ladies.
And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. Share your thoughts and stay up to date with us throughout the week on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.